Welcome back to another episode of Double or Nothing Podcast. Unfortunately, Johnny's not here this week. He had a work obligation. I think he's going up to Boston. So we have Taylor here with us. She's going to read off all the spreads and stuff for us. So yeah, we can get right into it. I mean, actually, I can give you a recap of last week. I mean, I don't know how Johnny did. I think he did pretty good. Somewhere around 500 or maybe above 500. I know he had an okay week. I've been killing it too. This past week, I went, I lost the Thursday night game, started off slow, and then I went 11-3 against the spread from Sunday through Monday. From the 4 o'clock games all the way through the Monday night games, I didn't lose at all. Hit every game against the spread. So I'm on fire right now. The week prior to that, I went 10-5. So 10-5 and 11-4 back-to-back weeks. So I'm feeling good. You know, we'll see how this week goes.
Absolutely. We're going to start off Thursday night. We got the Ravens at home, -6.5, and they're playing the Bengals. The over-under for this game is 53.5.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like Isaiah Likely and T. Higgins, Isaiah Likely's out. T. Higgins is doubtful. The Ravens are hot right now. They've been playing unbelievable football. They had those two fluky losses, one a little bit earlier on against the Raiders, then one more recently against the Browns. Looks like they got right back on track versus the Broncos, who, generally speaking, have a pretty good defense, and they fucking blew the doors off them. So you would like to think the Ravens at home, Thursday night football, this is going to be, you know, you would like to think that the Ravens are going to stay hot and keep rolling here. But to me, I like Joe Burrow in these primetime games against really good football teams. I just think Joe Burrow plays up to his competition, and he usually always comes to play against the big dogs. So I'm going to roll with the 6.5. If I was betting this game, I would buy it up to 7 for the push. So my pick for this game would be buying the Bengals to 7.
All right. So our first Sunday game is actually 9:30 because they're over in Germany. We got the Panthers versus the Giants, and the Panthers are +6.5.
Yeah. Last week I said that there was absolutely no shot I would ever bet Carolina for the rest of the year. Then they turned around and beat New Orleans. I don't know. The Saints, that was a pathetic loss for the Saints, you know. I mean, you can't lose to the Carolina Panthers, especially not how they started the season off. The Giants haven't looked really that impressive either. I mean, weeks here, weeks there, you know, they keep games tight, but you know, the Browns win turned out to not be that impressive after watching them play for the next few weeks after that. You know, Seattle, I guess, was, you know, the block punt fluke play to win the game there. But the Giants overall, I don't think are a very good football team. So 6.5, same thing, since it's a standalone game. It's not just like in the slate of all the other games. If I was just betting this game as an individual game, I would buy the Panthers to 7. In Germany, neutral field. And the Giants really aren't good enough to be laying 6.5, 7 points to anybody in football. So in this situation, just because it's a 9:30 game, I'll do the same thing and I'll buy it up to 7. If it was a 1 o'clock game, I'd probably just take whatever the spread was and for the picks. But seeing as it's at 9:30, I'll buy it up to 7 and I'll take the Panthers +7.
I like that. All right. So our first 1 o'clock game on Sunday, we have the Colts at home. They're +3.5 against the Bills.
Oof, feels like a trap game because I'm sure every single person in the nation is going to take the Bills here. Yeah. Bills are just clearly the better football team. The Colts can't really seem to figure it out at quarterback. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that Joe Flacco is better than Anthony Richardson, but he didn't have a great showing last week. Their team overall hasn't played great. They're in a tough spot. I don't really know what they're going to do moving forward at quarterback because I think they know Joe Flacco is better, but it's kind of like their team isn't playing that good, so you might as well see what Richardson has for the rest of the year. But with all that said, trap game, no trap game, I don't care. I'm gonna roll with the public here, and I'm going to be a square. I think the Bills roll here. Give me the Bills -3.5.
All right. Next game, we have the Jaguars at home +4.5 against the Vikings.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with the Jags for me, but every week it just looks like it's such an enticing thing. I mean, they helped me cover last week more due to the fact that Sirianni just made some horrible coaching decisions and they hung around with the Eagles, but really I don't think it was because they played that great. I just think the Eagles kind of almost screwed themselves. This is tough. The Vikings are just so much better than them at every position that it makes it very difficult for me to. I know it's a weird number, 4.5. Never really feel too comfortable laying 4.5. But you know what? Screw it. I'm gonna weigh the 4 here. I'm gonna weigh the 4.5 with the Vikings. I just think they're so much better at every position, and I don't see a world where the Jags just overnight figure it out. Doug Peterson's a mess. Trevor Lawrence, in fairness, hasn't played terrible, but he hasn't played great. They're just lost right now. So if you're going to be lost, you can't really afford to play. You can't really afford to not fire on all cylinders against an offense like the Vikings. So I'll weigh the 4.5 with the Vikings.
Fair enough. All right, next game we have the Kansas City Chiefs at home. They are -8.5 to the Broncos.
Yeah. Seems like it's right on par just because I know the Ravens were laying 9 last week, and I took the Broncos thinking that the Broncos had a good enough defense to hang in there. I was wrong. The Ravens just kind of steamrolled them. But with that said, I mean, the Chiefs really, their MO has just been to play in these close, tight football games. They keep it close, and I rolled with the 8.5 and the Bucks on Monday night, and it worked out for me. And I think the Broncos have a really good defense. I know it didn't show last week, but they're poised for a bounce back here this week. I think the Chiefs are going to win the football game, but division game, Broncos have a good enough defense. 8.5 just seems like it's a little too much, so I'm going to roll with the 8.5 and the Broncos here.
Love that. All right, so moving right along in our 1 o'clock, so we've got the Saints. They are at home +3.5 against the Falcons.
This is still 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 1 o'clock. Yep.
So this is Saints +3.5 at home versus the Falcons.
Yep.
Oof. I mean, pathetic loss last week for the Saints. Derek Carr and those guys. I mean, that's just, you can't lose to a team that's basically just shipping all their players off to other organizations. I mean, Deontay Johnson's gone. Jonathan Mingo's gone. They're shopping J.C. Horn around. You can't go in there and lose to them. That was bad. But I'm not really all in on this Falcons train just yet. I know they've played good football, and I'm a big Kirk Cousins guy. So I like what they're doing over there, and I definitely think they're a better football team right now than the Saints are. But 3.5 at home in a tight division game, I think the Saints are going to bounce back. I'll take the Saints +3.5. I don't love that pick because I do think the Falcons are a better football team. But division game, I'll take the home team with the points.
All right. Moving right along. We have got the still 1 o'clock games. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers +5.5. They're at home versus the 49ers.
Yeah, I feel bad for the Bucs, man. Baker Mayfield and the Bucs just seem to be playing pretty good football, and they're just not winning games, and that sucks. Like, when you're in that position, you know, you feel like you're just out there in a dogfight every week, putting up points despite losing their two best offensive players, and they're still fighting tooth and nail in these games. I mean, they go to overtime in the Chiefs game on Monday. Like, they fought hard the week prior. It just seems like they're giving it their all every week. I mean, they went to overtime last week. You know, it's usually hard to come back the next week. Usually teams that go to overtime the week prior struggle the following week against the spread. Yeah. Niners coming off a bye. I know they're banged up, but Niners really haven't really made a statement at all this year either. And I think they're due for one of those games where they just prove to everybody that they're also considered a top dog who's has every right to be in the Super Bowl conversation. So I'm gonna say that the Niners kind of beat the shit out of the Bucks. I don't know why I feel that way. It's a little bit random because I'm a big Baker guy and the Bucks have played well, but I just think they're exhausted. They've fought tooth and nail, haven't gotten anything for it, and I think it's time they're going to get punched in the mouth. So I'm going to take the Niners -5.5.
All right. Here we go. We got our last 1 o'clock game. We got the Commanders at home -2.5 against the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Jaden Daniels here, man. There's no real reason not to. I know the Steelers have a great defense, and I know that the Steelers overall have played fairly good football. But Jaden Daniels is just the hottest player in the NFL right now. I mean, there's nothing he can't do. He's extending these plays, and I know the defensive front in Pittsburgh is fantastic, but I feel like even if they do tend to get a lot of pressure on Jaden Daniels, he's one of the few quarterbacks who, like, I mean, he's one of the few quarterbacks who can get away from the TJ Watts of the league. You know, he can extend these plays out to the right, and if he gets the edge, he's going to take off for the first down with his legs, and even if he extends the play for 2-3 seconds more than it's designed, then, I mean, he's going to find an open receiver. So I think it's a pretty good matchup for Washington. Washington's defense has stepped up big. Dan Quinn's got the boys rolling over there on defense. So I just think right now they're firing on all cylinders. So I'm going to roll with the -2.5 in the Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I don't know much, but I even know his name is definitely come up quite a lot in your conversations.
Yeah, but I mean, I have all these prop bets on him season long. I have his over yards, his over touchdowns, his over rushing yards. I mean, I got it all on Jaden Daniels. If you guys have been watching from early on, I mean, I was huge on him coming in. It's all starting to pay off. I mean, the guy's fantastic. So yeah. I just need him to keep rolling. Pittsburgh scares you as far as injuries because, you know, TJ Watt and those boys up front, they hit him too hard. They could put him down and out, and I really can't afford that. Yeah. So hopefully he stays – hopefully he's sliding. He's staying out of the injury world, but – I do think that they are going to beat the Steelers. I'm sure it'll be a tight game because the Steelers aren't one to get blown out. But I do think that Jaden Day, I'm confidently taking the Commanders -2.5 here.
All right, love that.
All right, good to move on.
Perfect. We're going to start our 4 o'clock games. We got the Chargers at home -7.5, and they're playing the Titans.
Oof. Man. Titans stink. 7.5, I hate. It's just a shitty game. I'm going to go under 38.5 here.
Oh, switching it up.
Yeah, I'm going to go under 38. Is that, what's the number? What does it say there?
38.5 here.
Yeah, make sure you're reading those off when you're doing it. So, I'm going to go under 38.5. I don't think it's going to take much for the Chargers to win this football game, but I think that both defenses will keep the other teams in check. And even if it is a blowout, I could still see Tennessee having a hard time scoring points. So I'll take the under 38.5.
Like that. All right. So our next, it's 4:25. We got Arizona Cardinals at home +1.5 against the Jets. And it is over under 45.5.
Woof. Yeah, man, this is a tough spot for me because the Jets, even though they got the win last week on Thursday night, I mean, if you watch the first half of the game, it looked like they were doing everything in their power to lose.
Yeah,
it didn't look like they were trying to win that football game. Like, it was just unbelievable the things that were happening. Like, so the fact that you know, they kind of just flipped the switch in the second half, Aaron Rodgers played unbelievable, had like 3 incompletions, 3 touchdowns. Like, it was unbelievable. I mean, they played great and they got the win against a really good football team. So just out of my fandom and just hoping the best for the Jets, I'm a big Kyler guy and they've been playing good. The Cardinals are on a little bit of a run themselves. But Jets really, really, really need this football game to kind of keep the train going. So I'll weigh the 1.5 and I'll take the Jets here in Arizona and just ride the hot streak and hope it's one of those things that the Jets kind of are finally all clicking together and they're just going to keep going that in that direction. So I'll take the Jets -1.5. Don't love it. Jets really, outside of one half of football, haven't really warranted to be the favorites in any of these games, but they did play great in the second half. So I'll just ride the momentum and hope they carry it into this game.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have the individual talent to play some good football.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Johnny, you believe this?
Okay, listen, I'm coming for your spot, Johnny. What can I say?
Oh, boy.
Hey, that's my opinion. What can I say? All right, we got 4 o'clock again. We got the Cowboys at home plus an even 7 against the Eagles. The over-under in this game is 42.5.
Over unders 42.5.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over 42.5 here. I think Cooper Rush will play decent. Like it's that same old story, you know, when these quarterbacks come in, they kind of get these this that boost, you know, you see it every year. I mean, even this year recently, you just saw it with Jameis Winston, you know. He comes in first game, lights the world on fire, beats the Ravens. Then next week he throws three interceptions. Cooper Rush has been in this spot before. He's had to come in and play a few football games, and he's done well in the past. I do think the Eagles are primed to win the football game. I mean, they're just playing really well right now, and they're a good team. But these tight division games, 7 points is a lot to lay, especially knowing that the Cowboys will probably get behind the backup here and play pretty well. I think both teams have the ability to score points here. So I'm just going to roll with over 42.5.
I like that. Our first late night game, we've got the Texans at home. They're plus 3.5 against the Lions. The over-under in this game is 49.5.
Oof. Yeah, I'm just gonna stay with the Lions, man. Like I said, I said it last week. The Lions are just, until they show some sign of weakness, like, you can't bet against the Lions right now. 3.5 isn't enough, no matter who they play. It's just they're playing out of their face right now. And I don't think that's going to slow down anytime soon. So, yeah, I'm just going to lay the 3.5 here. Texans are a good football team. They're in a good position to bounce back here too, after a tough loss, tough performance by CJ Stroud against the Jets. But, so I'm sure he'll play a little bit better than he played last week this week, but I don't necessarily know if anybody can keep up with what the Lions are doing right now. So I'm going to weigh the 3.5, not too worried about it. And that's where I'm going to roll. Prime time, I think the Lions are, everybody's going to be watching that game. You know, they're an exciting football team. I'm sure it'll be a really good football game, but I'm going to weigh the 3.5.
All right. Last game we've got.
Monday night.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, this is the, last game of the week, Monday night though. It's Los Angeles Rams. They are minus 1.5 at home against the Dolphins. This over-under.
The what Rams?
What did I say?
The blah, 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 Rams?
The Los Angeles Rams. Is that right?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Okay, there you go. We got it. The Los Angeles Rams are at home, yes, versus the Miami Dolphins. And what's the spread?
-1.5.
-1.5.
If you want to know, the over-under is 50.5.
Wow.
It's high.
Yeah, that's really, really high. All these games are just getting tougher and tougher because these teams in the NFL are just, you know, a lot more evenly matched than they've been in the past. Tua's been playing really good football. They almost pulled off the win against the Bills last week. They made it a shootout, and the Bills came downfield at the very, very tail end of the game and kicked a 61-yarder to win. So they hung in there. That game hit 57. I took the over 49.5. Do I think that it's going to be a shootout again? You know what? Fuck it. I'll roll over 50.5. That's a huge number for a primetime football game.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, it's as likely, but I really don't know what side to pick here. I like the Rams. I think the Rams can go all the way. I really do. I really do think that when the Rams are healthy, they're one of the best teams in football. But the Miami Dolphins are better than 2-6. You know, they've hung in there and lost two heartbreakers back to back. They're due to come out and get a win. So, do I think that they can get it against the Rams? I'm not so sure, but I'm definitely sure that they can stay in this football game and score a fuck ton of points. So I'll take the over in the Monday night game.
All right.
And that's everything, right?
Yeah, that wraps up what I got for you.
Yeah, that wraps up all the games.
Unless you want me to start breaking the games down.
No. I just wanted to touch on the fact, because I know the theme of this fucking podcast basically is how bad Jordan Love is, or my take on how bad I think Jordan Love is.
You've made that pretty clear.
Yes. I mean, this guy, like, can everybody... I mean, go ahead and get in the TikTok comments, please. Like, can everybody just jump on board and admit that at least up until this point right now, Jordan Love is not any good? Can we just jump on board with this idea that at least up until this point in the season, I know there's still a lot of football to be played, the guy is just not that good, okay? He has missed 2.5 football games, okay? He's missed 2.5 football games. We've only played 9 games, right? I mean, I don't even know how many games he's played. Let me look. I mean, the what's the Packers' record? Fuck. Because I don't know how many games he's actually played in, because I know Malik Willis. I want to say it's 2.5, but I'm not 100%. I think he's only missed like 2.5 games.
I'm going to look it up right now.
But,
Jordan, it says right here, he's played in 6 games.
Yeah, so Jordan Love has played in 6 football games, and he leads the NFL in interceptions. Like, the guy, like, I'm just done with all these comments, because it's just sickening at this point that people will still go to bat for this guy. I understand the potential's there, but if we're talking potential, then everybody who starts in the NFL has potential. Trevor Lawrence has potential. You know, all these guys have potential. Like, you know, Anthony Richardson has potential. I mean, where do you draw the line in the sand? You know, the guy's just not playing good football, period, the end. He's not a top 15 guy. Like, that's just set in stone until further notice. So I'm just, I had to get that out there, because it's just so funny every time I watch him play, and it reassures me every time I watch him play football that he's just not any good. And every time I feel like I have to still come on here and like defend myself on this ridiculous point that everyone thinks I have, when it's not a ridiculous point. He's just not that good. So enough's enough.
And I want to correct myself. I don't know if this is going to change your opinion at all, but it is actually 7, not 6, which I think almost furthermore proves your point, right?
No. It doesn't furthermore prove that point. But either way, I mean, he's missed 2.5 football games, yeah, basically. I don't know when he got hurt in the time that he got hurt, but he got taken out of that game. Malik Willis has played pretty good in his little stint that he had there. And it is what it is. I know we're beating a dead horse here, and everybody thinks we're doing it for clicks, this, that, and the third, whatever. I made a point not even really realizing how big of a take it was. It blew up, and everybody was at my neck about it. And now it just seems like it's this like never ending theme where everyone's like, oh, how about now? How about now? How about now? Every time the guy throws like a touchdown, like the guy throws a first down, I'm getting a TikTok comment. Like, oh, what about now? It's like, oh, the reality is he hasn't played that good. You know, Malik Willis in his time played for the Packers has done a better job with the Packers than Jordan Love has. Do I think Malik Willis is a better quarterback? Absolutely not. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, no, I'm not going to go that far. But Jordan Love is not what people think he is, and it's just aggravating at this point. I mean, I had a very similar take with Jalen Hurts, and Jalen Hurts has definitely seemed like he's turned a page, but even Jalen Hurts didn't play great in the beginning of the year, and he had a really good week last week and the past few weeks, and he's definitely turned a page, and I can admit that, like, you know, he's played a lot better than I expected he could, so maybe that'll continue, but, you know, I think that's still open with him, you know, just because he's had a little bit of playing really bad and really embarrassing, and a couple of moments where he's played really good. So he's kind of still up in the air. He could definitely still prove me wrong, but Jordan Love, like, I'm just done until further notice with the guy. You know, he's just not good at football, and he holds the Packers back. So, period, the end. But I just wanted to get that out there. But yep, so go ahead and follow us on all our social medias. I know Johnny usually wraps this thing up, so go ahead and follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all Facebook, everywhere, you know. I'm going to be doing those card breaks soon. I know we've been saying it for a few weeks now, but I'm pretty much locked and loaded with everything that I need, getting a few final touches on there. So if that's something you're interested in, I'll be posting some videos of some of the cards I have. We'll be doing breaks and stuff like that. So if you think that stuff is cool or fun or whatever, stay tuned. And until next week, that's all we have for you. So we'll see you guys next week.
Adios.